Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Saving money on your next project now at Menards. Menards is the leading supplier of quality roof and floor trusses. Choose from our large selection of residential and post-frame trusses or design custom trusses specifically for your project. Get started on your building project today in-store or on Menards.com. Plus, view our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. The Burt Show.
All right, so at the base here, you have Whitney, who's sort of been spying on her neighbors and really has a hunch here that the husband in the relationship is screwing around on wifey.
Mm-hmm.
Except she has no connection to wifey at all.
Yeah, I mean, they don't really know each other. Why she's getting all involved in their business, none of us can quite figure out.
So didn't
but
she...
we did get a call earlier this morning that might have tipped us off to the motive.
Yeah, that might be one of the first mm-hmm. questions we want to ask her. And mm-hmm. didn't she say she was recruiting a friend to do this over
yes.
the weekend
yes.
also?
Mm-hmm.
They were
going to
do it together. Hey, Whitney, before we find out the results from this weekend, can we ask you a totally honest question because you're on the voice disguiser?
Sure.
Are you attracted to the husband in this relationship? Do you find him physically attractive?
Oh, come on, guys.
Pause.
Do you find him physically attractive? Because you gave us some details on Friday. You said he's BMW. He's got a slick back of hair. I mean, you're paying attention to this dude.
I'm not going to say he's not attractive because he is. But I'm not somebody who would go in and ruin a marriage.
Now, see, that's kind of what you're doing. If somebody can't ask me if I was attracted to, I'm trying to think of somebody, but let's say Steve Buscemi. He's just an actor that comes to mind.
What?
If somebody said, are you attracted to Steve Buscemi? I'm like, no, God.
Immediately.
No. Immediately. Yeah. So, I think that listener was onto something.
We didn't really get that with you. We got pause. Yeah, I think he's kind of hot.
So you wouldn't ruin a marriage, but.
I haven't really thought about it before. I mean, I didn't realize, I didn't know you guys were going to ask me that question.
Well, you said you wouldn't ruin a marriage, but then, of course, if it ends up he's cheating and the marriage breaks apart, then
right.
he's totally free.
Oh, but that's not what I'm trying to do.
Okay. Of course not.
If he was a single guy and he was your neighbor, is this a guy that you would approach? That's all I want to know.
If he approached me first, I guess. But he seems... But that's the thing. He seems a little unapproachable. And if he is cheating on his wife, then it's completely disgusting.
And once he gets busted from that and learns his lesson, he'll never cheat again when he's dating a new woman like me.
So what was the plan of action going into the weekend? You call your friend up because you said you had a partner in this whole thing. And take it from there.
Yeah, so she came over on Friday and she was just going to like spend the weekend. We were going to hang out and, drink a little bit and just wait for something to happen, and unfortunately nothing much happened, so I don't have very much to report. We did follow him when he left, but he didn't go anywhere suspicious, just kind of went to the store.
All right, let's stop right there. Let's stop for a second, because I really want to live this with you. So you said that you tailed him, so you got in your car. He takes off, and then you pull out in your car and just keep a couple of car lengths between the two of you guys, and you actually follow this dude.
Yeah.
This is you okay. and your friend.
Yeah. Well, my friend admittedly got a little bored early on, and so she really only stayed like halfway through Saturday. But I was there the whole weekend. I was watching, but again, nothing much happened because the wife was never gone.
Okay, she was there all weekend long.
Yeah,
so this is affair. This alleged affair you think is only happening Monday through Friday?
I mean, it must be.
Okay,
it must be because that's when he comes home from work, and then this woman comes to the house. But there's something that just happened this morning. Okay. And I wanted to tell you, this is more exciting than, well, not exciting, but, you know, more of a
clue. Did I say exciting? My bad.
Oh, what happened?
Okay. Well, like 10 minutes ago, a husband came out with two suitcases and put them in the back of one of their cars in the SUV. Uh-huh. And usually she drives that one, but sometimes it, you know, car swap, like he'll drive it. And so someone must be leaving for the week or maybe, you know, I don't know how long. So if there's the wife, then I'm sure that the girlfriend's going to come over, and then I'm probably going to follow her and sort of see what her deal is if she, you know, when she leaves.
You know, this is all made up there's in your head, right? Like this is all in your head.
You realize that they brought out two suitcases, meaning they could be going somewhere together.
No way. Jeff.
They could be going on vacation.
No, Jeff, the girlfriend's coming over.
As a couple.
No, the girlfriend's coming over. They're going to do it all week.
I think their clothes are in one suitcase and the body of the girlfriend is in the other suitcase.
Why are you so invested? That I mean, as we're talking to you the last couple of minutes, I mean, you know their routine.
You know when wifey takes off.
I mean, you know everything.
I would be freaked out if somebody knew me like that.
One of them is leaving. That's why I think, because I do. Wow. I mean, you know, when I go somewhere, I rarely take one suitcase.
I know. It was Mrs. White in the study with the candlestick.
Right, we're coming down hard on her here, but Sarah agrees with what the caller is doing. Good morning, Sarah. You are on The Burt Show.
Hello. Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
I live in an apartment, and I know pretty much everything my neighbor does without being the whole stalkerish. I agree with what the caller's doing, but I think it's to a degree of getting in the vehicle and following. I kind of don't agree with that. But if I live in an apartment, like I said, and if my husband is cheating on me, I would definitely want to know, because the people around us, they know. I mean, they know what's going on in an apartment.
I don't.
But if you don't know her, if you don't know her and you have no connection with her whatsoever, then why is it your business what they're doing?
I don't want to, I mean, of course it's not my business, but I don't know. Some girls got to stick together. And if you see where the husband's cheating, why not give a tip? It's going to ruin the marriage anyway. Why not go ahead and do it sooner than later and let them continue on about it?
I got to tell you guys that this is unheard of. In the guy's world, not a chance.
Well,
we could never take this call from a guy ever.
Mm-hmm. But you don't care enough.
Yeah.
About your surroundings.
Too much. Well, and you protect each other. You don't call each other out. Like, you have this guy code. And so, I mean, if she's doing the girl code, but it's just, I lived in how many apartments in this city? I've moved 8 times in my 20 years in this town, and I could not tell you anything my neighbors were doing.
It's not even a guy code question. It's an oblivious question. Like, I wouldn't even know who my neighbors were. You know, like a year after living there, people were, I'm sharing a wall with somebody?
Somebody's over there?
That's weird. Whereas women know exactly the hair color, the shoes she wears on Tuesday.
I don't.
No.
I definitely
know the patterns of my neighbors, for sure. In my life complex, I know that, you know, the girl across the hall has an addiction to shoe shopping because there's the Zappos box like almost every other day outside of her door. I know whose dog has who or whatever, but I would never follow one of them or get involved in their business.
The dudes would never even notice the boxes every day. We'd go right by them.
It's really every day. Like, she's got a shoe problem.
Here is there really such a thing as a shoe problem?
It's not a problem. It's just a love and a passion.
Here's Ashley. Good morning, Ashley. You're on The Burt Show.
Good morning. I think she's crazy. Yeah. There's no way around it. Do you have a hobby? Because you're following them during the daytime. It's kind of crazy that you know their schedule down to a T.
Yeah, and you spent your weekend doing this. We all had fun weekends. What'd you do? Oh, I stalked my neighbor.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's your next step here then, Whitney? What are you going to do next? So he's got suitcases, gone into the car, and now what?
I'm going to see who goes, and then, you know, if it's a wife, I'm sure that the girlfriend's going to come over.
How do you even know it's a girlfriend? You don't know who
this girl is. The girl.
You really don't have any evidence. So, like, let's say wifey takes off, right, and he has this woman coming over every day. You still don't have evidence enough, if that's what you're looking for, to go to the wife and say, I think your husband is cheating on you.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet. But you're going to get it. You're going to get it.
I know I sound crazy, and I know. But, again, and this is what I was saying on Friday. If it were happening to me and I was that poor woman, like, I would want to know. So I wouldn't want to live a lie.
So you'll know, by tomorrow morning, you'll know who left the house, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
If it was both of them.
If it was both of them or just one of them. So that's when we'll get an update from you, okay?
All right. Much
like when we do these I'm just curiouses, and the story in your head is probably way bigger than reality.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yes.
You're probably spending all this time on absolutely nothing.
We'll see. I know it sounds crazy. I do think there's something there.
Okay.
This is her entertainment.
Okay.
She doesn't feel like watching TV.
All right, that's cool. We will talk to you tomorrow morning. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Oh.
All right, I have an idea, though.
Okay.
I'll tell you, I got an idea, and it has to do with one of you guys this week. And it was based on something she just said, okay?
Okay.
I'll tell you right after traffic.
Q100, here's Wendy. Bird Show traffic and weather.
Wendy and Q100.
You heard her say that she tailed this guy?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right, I've got an idea, because I don't think tails work unless you're in the movies.
Ah.
I'm going to give you guys a warning right now. One of you four, I'm going to have somebody tail one of you four this week. And I'm going to see if you guys can figure out.
Have the exciting life.
And,
or see that somebody's doing it.
It can actually do it. Because I don't think anybody can pull off a tail unless it's in the movies. So sometime this week, I'm
going to
have somebody tail you guys. And you come in the next morning and you ask me if I had you tailed or not.
Okay.
I don't think it can be pulled off successfully.
Right. Mm-hmm. I think it's possible if it's somebody's job. Like your friend who's a private investigator,
mm-hmm.
he could do it really well. Okay. I couldn't tail anybody because I'm not a professional.
But I think there's a big difference, too, between tailing and learning something. Like, I could tail any one of you and tell you where you go. Oh, okay, so... Bert, you finished the show, then you went to the Starbucks drive-thru, then you went home.
But I agree with Bert, though. Yeah, see, if it was his private investigator, I agree with Jen that he knows how to not write be on the back of the car. But see, I think that you have to have somebody just like Whitney that is...
Within my circle, so it would have to be a friend.
That is non-professional in doing this, because I agree that I don't think anybody tells anybody without being noticed.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Because the point of the tail is to get all your information, which, Jeff, I agree. I mean, you could get some information,
but I would see you pull into the Starbucks with me, and I would see you pull out, and I would notice, why is the same car doing around me all the time?
See, I disagree. I think if you tailed me, I would go 24 hours. I would be clueless if the same car was behind me.
I would notice.
I would notice.
See, I wouldn't.
I think you would notice.
Man, maybe it's a girl thing because we're always looking over our shoulder.
Yeah.
I would notice.
Especially parking at my place. Mm-hmm. I would notice.
I think all of you guys would notice. I don't think it can be done successfully.
Yeah.
So I'll ask one of my friends this week. Okay. He's going to tail one of y'all.
Okay. Oh, Lord.
And either you'll come in the next morning and go, Bert, I know what you did yesterday, man. You had your friend Justin tail me. I saw.
But see, now I got to do something exciting this week. Like, yeah. I need to go into crazy places just in case it's me.
Or we're just going to be paranoid. Every day we're going to come in and go, I know what you did yesterday.
Hey, The Bert Show.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Menards is the leading supplier of quality roof and floor trusses. Choose from our large selection of residential and post-frame trusses, or design custom trusses specifically for your project. Get started on your building project today, in-store or on Menards.com. Plus, view our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Hi, everybody. It's James and Andy here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two-fourths of a group of people who love facts, and we love to find new facts, and we come here every week and tell each other about them. For instance, Andy, did you know that one of the world's oldest cycling road races is getting much harder because people keep stealing the road?
I want to know more already, but I'm instead going to tell you my new fact, which is that some ancient coffins from the 17th century have faces.
The coffins have faces.
It's really creepy.
Not just on the inside.
No.
Wow. If you like the sound of those facts, or indeed facts in general, then come and find us. No Such Thing as a Fish, wherever you get your podcasts.